Today's daf is Temura daf Yutes, and we are at the Mishnah, about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Yutes on Mitbeis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo ben Sara Lisa. So today's daf is an intense daf. The topic is, we've mentioned that different karbonos had to be either Zachar or Nekeva. So for example, an Oila had to be a Zachar. An Asham had to be a Zachar. The Korban Pesach had to be a Zachar. A Chatas had to be a Nekeva. A Shlomim was able to be either a Zachar or a Nekeva. A Toida could be either a Zachar or a Nekeva. Bechor is only a Zachar. Meiser, Asiri Yekodesh, doesn't discriminate. Doesn't matter if it's a Zachar Nekeva, a Tamim or a Balmum. The question is, what happens if someone is Mafrish a Nekeva La'Oila? Or someone's Mafrish a Nekeva La'Asha? An Oila and Asha both have to be Zachar. Now you are Mafrish a Nekeva. Does this animal have any Kedushas Oila? Or does it not have Kedushas Oila? Does it have even Kedushas Aguf of Oila? Obviously you won't be able to put it on the Mizbeach, because it's a prerequisitely Ikuva that the Oila be a Zachar and that the Asham be a Zachar. But if it's Chal Kedushas Aguf of Oila, it would mean that if you want to be Poydet, if you want to redeem its value, you'd have to wait until it developed a Mum Kavua, and only then would you be able to be Poydet. Or maybe no. Being that it's an Akeva La'Oila, it doesn't have any Kedushas Aguf at all. What happens if someone's Mafresh in Akeva La'Oila, and then the Nekeva has a child, and the child's a Zachar? So this child is a Zachar. It came from an Oila, but its mother was a Nekeva La'Oila, which was a Pasul Oila. So do you say that it's an Oila that's a Zachar? Maybe I could be makrivin on the Mizbeach. Or do you say that being that it's coming from a Kedusha Psula or from a Kedusha Dechuya, it's coming from a Nekeva La'Oila, so maybe even though it's a Zachar Oila, there's no way I should be able to put it on the Mizbeach. The same would be true if a Nekeva La'Asham had a child. Either way, the Gemara is going to discuss many different cases that really revolve around this core shaila, a machlekes Rabbi Lazar, or is it Rabbi Eliezer, machlekes Tanaim, exactly how it's supposed to be treated. It's treated differently in different cases. Some of the cases, everybody agrees what the machlekes Tanaim is. In other cases, it's a machlekes Amoraim, what the machlekes Tanaim is. And on that note, Zokta Mishnah, Tmuras Oila. If someone had a Karban Oila, and then he took a Behemas Chulin, and he was Memer, he did Tmura. He was over the two Lavin in the Torah, Leach Lifenu, V'loi Yomir Oisa, Vlad Tmura. Or if someone did Tmura from an Oila, the animal that he used, the behemoth chulin was in a keva, and now it gave birth to a child. Vlada uflad vada atsoif kola oilam hare elu ka oila. The halach is the tmura and the vlad of the tmura is treated like a regular carbon oila, meaning it can go on the mizbeach. Utuun and hevshit v'nituach v'kola ishim. It has all the chumras, all the pitchafkas of a carbon oila, meaning hevshit v'nituach. It's kulay kolol. There's no chelik of it that's eaten to the keyanim. So the first halach in the Mishnah is straightforward, and that is that tmuras oila has a din that is treated like a regular carbon oila. And a regular carbon oila is kulay kolol, hevshit v'nituach. All the halachas of a carbon oila, the same will be true for a tmuras oila. One caveat that needs to be spoken at, Rashi speaks that in the Mishnah, and that is that the only time Tmuras Oila goes on the Mizbeach is if the Tmuras Oila was a Zachar. But if the Tmuras Oila was a Nekeva, then obviously you would not be able to take this Nekeva as a Tmuras Oila and put it on the Mizbeach. Because the Tmuras Yichus, from a Kachem standpoint, is the fact that it's a Tmuras Oila. Oila has to be a Zachar, and Oila can't be a Nekeva. Stating that, the Mishnah said that if a Tmuras Oila would have a child, that child would be able to go on the Mizbeach. Now, if a Tmuras Oila has a child, that Tmuras Oila is obviously a Nekeva, because a Zachar can't have a child. So even though a Tmuras Oila, which is a Nekeva, in and of itself can't go on the Mizbeach, but a Tmuras Oila that's a Nekeva that has a child, the Mishnah is clearly saying, that child can go on the Mizbeach, obviously only if it's a Zachar. If the child would be a Nekeva, the Vlad Tmuras Oila can't be better than the Tmuras Oila itself. So if Tmuras Oila where the tumura is in a cave, it doesn't go on the mizbech. The vlad tumura soilo, where it's in a cave, it doesn't go on the mizbech either. The chiddush is that if the vlad tumura soilo is a zachar, it's like a tumura soilo which is a zachar, there it would be able to go on the mizbech. So again, even though the reisha, the mishnah, seemed pretty straightforward, but you have to look at the very short rashis, and obviously there's more than meets the eye. Either way, that's the reisha, the seifa, hamafrish nikeva la'oilo, an even more straightforward case. What happens if someone has an animal, it's a female, it's in a keva, and he says, Harezu oila, and oila has to be a zachar. So obviously, this nekeva is not going to go on the mizbech. The case that the mission is discussing is v'yolda zachar. This nekeva now gave birth to a zachar. So now I have a vlad kachim, which is always kikachim. It's a zachar, it's an oila. Maybe I should be able to put it on the mizbech, or maybe no, because it came from an nekeva oila. The mother was not able to go on the mizbeach. Says the Mishnah Machlekes Yirat Sheyistoyev V'Yimachav Yavi B'damav Oyla. Tana Kama, the Chachamim Shita is that you can't put this zachar on the mizbeach. What do? You wait until it develops a mum, meaning it has Kedushas Aguf, but you wait until it develops a mum. When it does, you sell it, you take the proceeds, and you buy a carbon oil with it. So this Kedushas Oyla for sure. The point is that in and of itself can't go on the mizbeach. Rather, you need to wait till it develops a mum, and only then can you use the proceeds to buy an oil. Rabbi Lazar Oimer, we're going to go with the Gersa. Rabbi Lazar, who adds my Yukrav oil? No, the Vlad of a Nekeva oil in and of itself can go on the Mizbech. So the Mishnah gave two cases. The first case was the Vlad of a Tmuras oil. So an oil again has to be a Zachar. You did Tmura, which you weren't allowed to do. You did it with a Nekeva. That Nekeva now had a child. So I have essentially a zachar that's a tmura soila. Tmura soila has a din that is treated like an oila. It goes on the mizbeach. What about a vlad tmura soila? Why should that be different? Because the vlad obviously came from a nekeva, and a nekeva's oila doesn't go on the mizbeach. So vlad tmura soila with the vlad as a zachar, does it go on the mizbeach or not? What did the Mishnah say? It goes on the mizbeach. No machloikis. The second case of the Mishnah was where somebody was mafrish in a nekeva loyla, no tmura. He was mafrish a nekeva loyla. This nekeva now had a child. The question is, if the child's a zachar, can it go on the mizbeach or not? Here it's a machloikis tanav. Here it's a machloikis between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say it can't go on the mizbeach. Rabbi Lazar says it can go on the mizbeach. And the obvious question is, maishno reisha the loy pligi, maishno seva the pligi. At first glance, what's the difference between the reisha and the Mishnah and the seva and the Mishnah? In the seva and the Mishnah, the Chachamim say that if an nekeva loyla has a child, how can you put it on the mizbeach? So why is the reisha any different? In the reisha, the vlad of a tmuras oyla, everybody agrees can't go on the mizbeach. L'chura, the tmuras oyla, being that it was in a keva, couldn't go on the mizbeach. So why should its vlad be able to go on the mizbeach? Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana b'machloik yishnur. You're right. It's a great question. And in fact, there really is no machloik. In fact, the same machloik is tanoi. Between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim that you have in the Sefer of the Mishnah, you'd have in the Reish of the Mishnah as well. For Rabbi Lazar, and really, even though the Reish of the Mishnah sounds like it's going aliba de kuli alma, it's not true. It's really only going according to Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar of the Seifa is the Tana of the Reish. Because according to the Chachamim that hold, hamafresh nekeva la'oila, and it gives birth to a zachar, you can't put the zachar on the mizbech. The same would be true with a vlad tmuras oila, you wouldn't be able to put on the mizbech. Again, why is it the same? Because in both cases, the mother can't go on the mizbech. One is a nekeva la'oila, and the one is a Nikeva, that's a Tmura soil. It's the same thing. Both of them can't go on the Mizbech. In both cases, the Vlad wouldn't be able to go on the Mizbech either. Rava, my Rava says, no, feel Tami Rabbanan. Could be the ratio of the Mishnah is going even according to Rabbanan. Why? Atkan Lipli Gala, the Rabbi Lazar. When did Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Lazar? Look, I'll be Mafish Keva Loyola. That's only in the Seifa, the Ime Loy Karva. Because in the Seifa, the mother, the source of the Kedusha, the word mother, is a little misleading in this Gemara because we're dealing with a mother and a child. So it's very tempting to teach ime as meaning mother. But Rashi says, lav ime mamish. We don't mean mother. Meaning, the mother, the source of the Kedusha in the Seif of the Mishnah was the Nekeva la'oila. The Nekeva la'oila had no din to go on the Mizbech. As a result, the Chachamim hold the Vlad won't go on the Mizbeach either. Avol gabi tmura di ime nami karvo. Afilu rabbanu ma'idu. But in the Reisha, the mother, not the biological mother, but the source of the Kedusha does go on the Mizbeach. Because what was the source of the Kedusha in the Reisha? You had a regular good kosher or carbon oil. Now you did Tmura onto a Nekeva. Then the Nekeva had a child. The source of the Kedusha is not the biological mother of this child. It's the original oila from where you were Mamer. That original oil was a regular zacha, that was an oil. That did have a din to go on the Mizbech. That's why the Vlad's going to be able to go on the Mizbech as well. In other words, Rav is saying that in the ratio of the Mishnah, the Chama going to be moided to Rav Elazar. What's the difference? Right? We said, what's in between the ratio and the Seifa? In the ratio, the Vlad is a Vlad of a Tmuras oil, which is an Akeva, which can't go on the Mizbech. And in the Seifa, you have a Vlad of an Akeva, which can't go on the Mizbech. You know what the difference is? Very simple. The source of the Kedusha between the Reish and the Seifa are fundamentally different. In the Seifa, going backwards, the source of the Kedusha was the Akeva Laila. The Akeva Laila is not a good Kedusha, because an Akeva is a Stira to Oila. As a result, the Vlad doesn't go on the Mizbech either. In the Reish, the source of the Kedusha was not the mother, not the Akeva, that's a Tmuras Oila. The source was the original Oila. And to the extent that the original oil was a zachar, so this Vlad is coming mikayach, a kedusha ma'alya, a kedusha ksheira, not a kedusha psula, not a kedusha duchoya. For that reason, even the rabbanan are going to be maida that you could put on the mizbech. Either way, so the first part of the Gemara, the simpler part, is just clarifying the chachamim shita in the Mishnah. Meaning, the chachamim who clearly argued in the seif of the Mishnah. Do they argue in the reish of the Mishnah as well or not? And it's a machloikis between Rabbi Bar Bar Chana and Rava. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said the same chachamim that argued in the seif of the Mishnah would argue in the reish of the Mishnah. Rava said, no, ad kan lo pligi rabbanan ela b'seifa. The Reisha, not. What's the difference? The difference is the Makar of the Kedusha. Is the Makar a good Kedusha or is the Makar a bad Kedusha? Now the Gemara is going to shift its attention to discuss Rabbi Elazar Shita. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Yikrav Oila, who atzmai. Is it true that Rabbi Elazar holds that if someone's mafish in the Kevel Oila and it gives birth to a Zachar, that loch is that even though this Zachar is coming from an Kevel Oila, still you can put the Zachar on the Mizbeach, because at the end of the day, the child is an Oila and the child's a Zachar. It can check off all the boxes that it needs to check off. Therefore, you let it put on the Mizbeach. Remember, I'll ask you a kasha from another halacha. Tmuras Asham. So an Asham also is only brought as a Zachar. What happens if someone did Tmura with a Karban Asham? The halacha is the Tmura itself, Vlad Tmura, or if the animal that you were maimer to was in a cave and had a child, Vlad on Vlad, Vlad on Asif Kaloilam, Yiru Ache Yistavu, Vimachru, Viyiplu, Dmeim, Linadam. Now, Asham is a little different than Oila when you talk about Tmura. And the reason is because even though Tmuras Oila is Karev as a carbon Oila, Tmuras Asham is not. The halacha of Tmuras Asham is Raya. You have to wait until it develops a mum. When it develops a mum, you sell it, you take the money, and you buy an oil with it. The reason is because Tmura is one of the Chamesh Chatois HaMesos. Tmura's Chatos is Lemisa Asla. And the same Allah Lemosh Messina that says that Chamesh Chatois HaMesos says that Kol Shebechatos Mesa Ba'ashim Raya. So whatever the din is, that this Karben Chatos is Lemisa Asla, if you would have the equivalent thereof in an Asham, the halacha would be roya. And being that Tmuras Chatos is Lamisa, so Tmuras Asham, the halacha is going to be roya, whether it's a Zachar or whether it's an Akeva. In this case, you did Tmura with an Akeva from a Karban Asham, it gave birth to a child. So it's Pashit that the halacha is going to be roya, based on the halacha Lamayshim Misinai, Chayra, of Kosha Bechatos Mesa, Ba'asham Roya. Stating that, in this Mishnah, which is a Mishnah on Daf Chof Amid Beis, in tomorrow's Daf, it's a Machloikis Tana. The Tana Kama says that what do you do with the Tmuras Asham or the Vlad of the Tmuras Asham, where the Tmura was in a keva? The halacha is you wait until it develops a mum, you sell it for Yiplu Nedeim Lerdavin. Use the proceeds to buy an Oilas Nedavin. Rabbi Lazar Imer, Rabbi Lazar, or here the gear says, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yamusu, it goes Lamisa. Rabbi Eliezer holds that just like the Chamish Chat Toys Hamesa is Golem Misa, so too the Ashama is Golem Misa. This is Rabbi Eliezer Lishitasai throughout Mesach Tzvachim, who's Makish Chatas Va'asham. So wherever the halach is one way by a Chatas, the halach is going to be the same way by an Asham as well. Rabbi Lazar Aymer, which is what we need, says Yavi Bidmeyan Oila, that what you do is you don't kill it. You also can't be makrivit, similar to the Tanakama. You have to wait until it develops a mum, and the halacha is you're going to take the proceeds and you're going to buy a carbon oil with it. But the Gemara has a kasha. Bidamim in, who atzmai loy. It sounds like even Rabbi Lazar, who's the Tan of our mission as well, holds that you can't take the Vlad of the Tmuras Asham and put it on the Mizbeach. The kasha is why not? What's the difference between the Vlad Tmuras Oilo and the Vlad Tmuras? I'm sorry, what's the difference between a mafrish nekeva la'oilo, where the Nekeva had a child, and the Vlad of a Tmuras Asham? Now, the Vlad Tmuras Asham is, if you were going to draw a parallel between this case, the Vlad of a Tmuras Asham to our Mishnah, is it more of a tsushtel to the Reish of the Mishnah, or is it more of a tsushtel to the Seif of the Mishnah? The Reish of the Mishnah was Vlad Tmuras Oila. The safe of the Mishnah was Mafresh Nekeva La'ila and gave birth to a child. We're discussing Vlad Tmuras Asham. So it's, again, is it a Tushtel to the Reisha or to the Seifa? It's to the Seifa. Why? Because in the Reisha, the Vlad Tmuras Oila had a din of a because by Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Oila has a din of an Oila. As opposed to Tmuras Asham, which doesn't have a din of an Asham, because the din is Raya, or the din is that it's going to be Lamisa. But the bottom line is, without confusing this, the bottom line is very simple. The Gemara's cash is that if Rabbi Lazar holds in the safe of our Mishnah that a Mafresh Nekeva La'Oila, and it has a child, who Atzma Yikarev Oila, why is it that the Vlad of a Tmuras Asham doesn't have a din to go on the Mizbech? So the Gemara says as follows. Rabbi Chizah said, you're right, it's a great kasha. And in fact, I think Rabbi Lazar's Shita is that the Vlad of a Tmuras Asham is going to go on the Mizbech, because it's no different than in a Kevel Oila. Why did he say it differently in the Mishnah? How come he says that, no, what are you supposed to do? Wait until it gets a mum. V'yimachru v'yiplu d'meim l'nadava. Says the Gemara, Rav Chizda, Rabbi Lazar was the v'reim de Rabbanu Karmelo. They were talking to the Rabbanu. Meaning, liddi, these three liddi, afilu v'lad nami karav oilu. I hold that you would be able to take the v'lad and put on the mizbeach. However, liddi, t'chudam ritu raya. But according to you, that hold, it's raya. Aydu l'miyas, the ma'isah, l'dvas yachad asa. Meaning, in the Mishnah, what was the machalik between Rabbi Lazar and the Tanakama? Tanakama said, you wait until it develops a mum, you sell it, and what do you do with it? You buy with it an oila. Rabbi Lazar said you also buy with it an oila. The question was, what type of oila? The Tanakhama said, oilas nedava. Rabbi Lazar said, yiplu bidmei an oila, which is an oila sibor. So that's the question. The question is, what type of oila are you buying? But Enechanami, Rabbi Lazar is just saying that you, Rabbanon, hold oila, I think you're buying the wrong type of oila. But as it relates to my own shita, Rabbi Lazar, l'shitas, just like he holds a mafresh l'kevel oila, what do you do with the child? You can be makrib as an oila, as long as it's a zachar. The same is going to be true with the case of Vlad Tmuras Asham. Says the Gemara, right, v'amri lei, moistres l'nidvasi. But the Rabbanon argued, they said no, they responded to Rabbi Lazar. And they said, I disagree with you, you're not taking it and buying with it a nidvas yachid. What you're doing with it is you're buying a nidvas tzibur. Rava, my Rava says no. Rava says that I think that Rabbi Lazar is not talking, it's not ledivrei the Tanakama, but rather Rabbi Lazar is saying what he himself holds. Meaning, even Rabbi Lazar, who holds that a mafresh nekeva la'oila, that loch is the child, if it's a zacha, you can be makrivit as an oila, he holds Vlad Tmuras Asham is not that way. Why? Ad kam lekom Rabbi Lazar, who asked me, you can be, because when did Rabbi Lazar say that in itself you can be makrib as an oila, that's elba mafish the kevel oila, the iko shame oila limoi. Because over there, the mother has a shame oila. Abel gabi tmuras vlad asham, the leka shame oila limoi. But if you have the vlad of a tmuras asham, where there, the mother is not a real asham, it's not a real oila. Moida Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar is going to be moida, the bedam of in hu atz moiloi. That you can be makrib the dam, but in itself, you can't put on the mizbech. In other words, what Rav is saying is that that's pashit, the vlat tmuras asham, you would not be able to be makrib as an asham. There's no tzad you should be able to be makrib as an asham. The reason is because tmuras asham becomes an oila. You have to wait until it develops a mum, you sell it, you take the proceeds, and you buy an oila with it. So to be makrib, the vlat of the tmuras asham, as an asham would make no sense. So really, the best you can do is say that why should I wait until it develops a mum, sell it, and use the money to buy an oila? Being that in and of itself, you can bring this as a carbon oila, so just bring it as a carbon oila. And Rabbi Lazar l'shitasei holds hamafresh and kevel oila, the vlad if it's a zachi, you can bring it as an oila. So too the vlad tmuras asham, which has a tzad oila, take the vlad and bring it as an oila. To the extent it's a zachar, just bring it as an oila. What do you have to sell it for? Just bring it in of itself an oila. The Teretz Rava says is very simple, that in the case of a mafresh and kevel oila, there, when you amakdish this carbon, the mother, you amakdish it as an oila. So you really gave it kedushas oila. So there, the child is a vlad kachem of an oila. So even though the mother was in a cave, it was a kedusha dechuya, it was a kedusha psula, but the child is a zachar, and it's an oila, so be makriv it as an oila. But in this case, what do you want to do? You want to be makriv the vlad tmuras asham as an oila? You would never makdish anything as an oila. You would makdish asham. Right? The mother, the source of the kedusha, was an asham. That's what you were mafresh. Now, loch is, you made a tamura. Tamura now said that even though it's an asham, but there's a din oila, there's a din, wait until it gets a mum and sell it for an oila. Now it had a child, so you want to be makrib as an oila. How are you taking an animal that's the vlad of an asham and be makrib as an oila? Even though in Lumbus you can make it work, but Rava says that's the chilik in Rabbi Lazar. You have a steer in Rabbi Lazar, here he has a vlad tmuras asham, which has in its study oila, you're not be makrib as an oila. And here he has a vlad nekeva la oila, and you are being makabed as an oyla, it's very simple. Here you can be makabed as an oyla because it comes from real oyla. Here you can't be makabed as an oyla because it comes from mashal. But isn't there the din that it switches from mashal to oyla? Yeah, it's true. And it's a good kasha. But at the end of the day, the chilek is also very good. The chilek is at the end of the day, this oyla is coming mikoyach asham, and therefore you can't be makabed as an oyla. In our Mishnah, it's coming mikoyach oyla. But esvei abaya. So Abaya told Rava, this svara I hear, but if that's the case, I'm going to ask you a kasha from another halacha. And the background to Rav Abaya's halacha is the concept of Korban Pesach, specifically that sometimes a Korban Pesach can be treated as a shlomo. So what's a Korban Pesach? A Korban Pesach is Erev Pesach, every Yid used to bring a Korban. It was brought not on Pesach, it was brought on Erev Pesach. That's why in the Torah, Chag HaPesach is Yud Dalet Nisan. And what we refer to as Pesach today in the Torah is referred to as Chag HaMatzah, because that's when we used to eat matzah. The Pesach itself was brought on Erev Pesach, was brought on Yud Dal Nisan. Bottom line is, what happens if someone has a Korban Pesach, he was mafish a Korban Pesach, and Pesach passed? So what are you going to do with it now? Treated as a Korban Pesach, not Pesach anymore. And by the way, when the next Pesach comes, it's going to be too old, because a Korban Pesach has to be within its first year of its life. So the halacha is that a Pesach, La'achar Pesach, gets a din of a shlomo. The same is true before Pesach. Let's say someone's mafresh is Karban Pesach, Shloishim Yoim, Koidim L'chag, he's mafresh a Karban Pesach. There are times that Karban Pesach, even though in a few weeks it's Pesach, and then you'll be able to bring it as a Karban Pesach, can have a din of a shlomo. Where's in a Geya that a Pesach has a din of a shlomo before Pesach? If you were makriv this Karban Pesach, Shaloi L'shma. So the Mishnah says, Kol Azvachim, the first Mishnah in Seder Kachim, is all Karbanis that are brought Shaloi L'shma. A very important sugya in the beginning of Masech Tzvachim is that the only time a Pesach Shalei L'shma is possible is if you brought the Karban Pesach in the Zman HaKrovas HaPesach, which is Yudal Nisan, which is Erev Pesach. But if you brought the Karban Pesach before, Shalei L'shma is not possible, because a Pesach, Lifnei HaPesach, Shalei L'shma is a Shlom, and a Shlom is Shalei L'shma is Kasha. Because all zvachim shalei l'shma are really kosher. So with that background, is this true? Rav Elazar holds this distinction that Rava made, that a mafresh lekevel la'oyla, the old zacher goes on the mizbeach, because the child, this vlad kachim, is oyla, and it comes mikayach a real oyla. There was a real hafrosh of oyla on its mother, as opposed to vlad tmuras asham. You can't be makriv as an oyla, because even though there's kedusha soilo, but it came from a hafrosh of asham. V'atanya, we learned in the brayis, mafresh nekeva lepischoi. If someone is mafresh a nekeva for a carbon pesach, like an oil and an asham, has to be a zocher. Can't be a nekeva. So what's that? Lachatirach atistoyim v'timoche v'yavi b'dmei pesach. Meaning that a nekeva can't be a carbon pesach, but it does have kedusha's pesach because you mafresh it as a pesach. So you wait until it develops a mum. You sell it, you take the proceeds, and you buy a Korban Pesach. Yolda. Let's say this Nekeva had a child. This is all before Pesach. Same thing. Yirachi Yistoyb. You take the child, you give it over to a shepherd, you wait until it develops a mum kavua, v'yumachar, then you sell it, v'yavir v'damat Pesach. You use the proceeds again to buy a Korban Pesach. Nishtayra achra Pesach. What happens if you were mafresh in Nekeva the Pesach, and now Pesach passed already? So the halach is, tirachi Yistoyb, v'yavir v'damat shlomim. Being that a Pesach, La'achar Pesach is really a shlomim. So this nekeva that you were mafresh as a Pesach can't just be treated as a regular shlomim, because you were mafresh in a nekeva la'Pesach. The original hafrasha is possible. But at the same time, now when it develops a moment, you sell it, you're not going to use the money for Pesach anymore, because of azoivad, it is a Pesach la'achar Pesach, so you're going to use the proceeds to buy a shlomim. Yolda, what if you were mafresh in a nekeva la'Pesach, Pesach passed, not Pesach anymore, now it has a child? So the same halacha, you're going to wait until the child develops a mum. Yirachi yistoyev v'yimachev yavidam shlom. You're going to buy a kram shlom. Rabbi Loza, amen. We have another Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza, who atzma yikrav shlom. On the last halacha, where the nekeva l'achar pesach has a child, so the halacha is you makriv it as a shlomo. What's a bias kasha if you're holding cheshbin? V'hacha the lekha shem shlomo malimoy. Over here, the original, the source of the kedusha was a pesach. It wasn't shlomo, and still he said you could take it on the shlomo. So what's a bias kasha? What's the difference between vlad tmuras asham and vlad nekevas pesach l'achar pesach? In both cases. The Kedusha that you're donning right now is not the original Kedusha that you designated when you made it into a carbon. Vlad Tmuras Asham, we're donning now, could I bring it as an oila? What was the original Kedusha? Asham. Vlad nikeva le Pesach lachra Pesach with danning shlomim. What was the original kedusha? Pesach. In one case, Rabbi Lazar says you can be makrivit who atzma yikrav shlomim by Pesach. When it comes to Asham, not. And Rava said a whole lumdis. What was Rava's lumdis? Rava's lumdis was that if the sug carbon that I want to be makrivit as now was the original carbon that I was mafreshit for, like mafresh nekeva la'oila, so there the halachas I could be makrivit. But in the case of latmuras Asham, I made Asham. I want to be makrivit as an oila. There, Rabbi Lazar doesn't hold a mishita. So what's the difference over here? I want to bring it as a shlomim. What was the original designation? It was Pesach. Zokti Gemara. Amalei Rava. So Rava said a very simple answer. Achra Pesach ka'amrit. Shani achra Pesach. The Moisa Pesach gufa karav shlomim. Machstatois. This halach of Moisa Pesach shlomim, it's not the pshat that it's similar to the asham that becomes nitek to an oila. No. In Pesach, look, shlomim. That's the din of a Pesach. When you make something a carbon Pesach, what you're doing is, I'm making it Pesach, I'm making it shlomim. Really, it depends on when I'm going to be makrivit. If I'm makrivit erev Pesach, then it's going to be Pesach. If I'm going to bring it after Pesach, then it's not going to be Pesach. But the Gemara says, yihachi, a follow-up, niflanami bereishas. Why did Rabbi Lazar argue in the reish as well? Isn't the halacha, we just said, that a Pesach, l'achra Pesach is treated as a shlomim, but a Pesach lifnei Pesach is treated as a shlomim as well? Now, it's different. Pesach, l'achra Pesach is automatically a shlomim. Pesach lifnei a Pesach is only a shlomim if you shech the shloim l'shma. It's only klapi the halach of the first Mishnah on Mesach Tezvachim. But there's a tzad shlomim there as well. I mean that there's a tzad shlomim there as well. Why did Rebbe Loza only argue in the Sefer? Rebbe Loza said, the Vlad of the Nekeva lepesach who atzmi yikrav shlomim, where it was born after Pesach. But if it was born lifnei Pesach, not. Amalei, so Rebbe told him, Anachinami. I agree with you, Anachinami. Even though it sounds like from the Braisa, the Rebbe Loza is only arguing with the Sefer. I think Rebbe Loza is arguing with the Reisha as well. Abayom, Abaye says, loy polig midi. Absolutely not. It's not mashma that way. Rebbe Loza is arguing with the Sefer. He's not arguing with the Reisha. And Abaye told Rava that because of this, it's muchach that your svar is wrong. And if that's the case, we have to sit down and we have to reassess Shitas Rabbi Lazar. And I think the side of Shitas Rabbi Lazar, meaning Rabbi Lazar that holds a mafresh nekeva la'oila, the yolda zachar who atzma yikrav oila. Rabbi Lazar that says vlad tmuras asham, you can't put on the mizbeach. Rabbi Lazar that says that the vlad of a nekeva la'pesach, it depends. Lachra pesach you can bring as a shlomim, but lifnei pesach you can't bring as a shlomim. Do you cite the fundamental principle that underpins the entire Shitas Rabbi Lazar and all these sugyas is something else? The Gemiri, Rabbi Lazar held as follows. L'makom sh'moyser hoylech, ha'vlad hoylech. You know how you treat Vlad Kachin? You treat it like Moyser Kachin. So what's Moyser Kachin? Moyser is a person that has an obligation to bring a carbon. And instead of just being mafresh one carbon, he's mafresh two carbonos. So he understands that this is a very important obligation and things happen sometimes, especially with animals. Who knows? The animal could develop a mum, it could run away. So he decided that he's going to be precautious. So instead of just being mafresh one carbon, he was mafresh two carbonos. And then he ended up not needing the second carbon. So what's the, what do you do with the other carbon? Believe it or not, it's a whole Shulchan Aruch. How do you treat with the Moiser? How do you deal with a Moiser? Moiser Chattas is Lamisa, Moiser Asham is this, Moiser Ayla, Moiser Shlom. Right, every carbon has its own halacha. Says Abaya, I think that the way Rabbi Lazar viewed Vlad Kachin, even when it comes Mikayach, Kedusha Psula, Kedusha Dchuya, is he looked at it as Moiser. And whatever the Shulchan Aruch says about Moiser, that's what you can do with regards to the Vlad. So he said like this, La'achar HaPesach, a Shlomim, a Pesach, La'achar Pesach, where the halach is moisik karev shlomim, vlad nami karev shlomim, aval lifnei pesach, but if somebody would be mafresh two carbon pesachs, and it's before pesach, meaning you have a moiser pesach, lifnei pesach, you have an extra carbon pesach, what am I supposed to do with it? The halach is email my akdash, what would you do with it? Lifnei pesach, it wouldn't be a shlomim. Moiser pesach, a leftover pesach, la'achar pesach is a shlomim. But lifnei pesach, you would have to sell it, use the money for a carbon pesach. So if that's the case, you would do the same thing with the child. Meaning, being that that's what you would do with the mother, that's what you do with the child. The says, do you say to Rabbi Lazar why he holds a mafresh nekeva le'oila? The child you can bring as a carbon oila to the extent that it's a zachar, because moiser oila you can bring as a zachar. I think that moiser oila you can bring as a zachar, that's why you bring it. The reason he holds that vlad tmuras asham you can't be makriv as a carbon is because the moiser asham you can't be makriv as a carbon. So therefore also you can't be makriv either. The reason Rabbi Lazar holds that vlad nekeva lepesach lachara pesach you can bring as a shlomim is because moiser pesach lachara pesach is a shlomim. The reason he holds vlad nekeva lepesach lifnei pesach You can't bring Gezeirah Shlomo. You have to sell it and use the money to buy a Pesach, because that's what you would do with the Moser Pesach. Either way, this one Shita of Abaya explains all the Rabbah losses, which means that Rava fundamentally had a different Havana in Rabbah Lazar. Meaning Abaya was Mechadish, a new understanding of Rabbah Lazar. He looked at this Vlad, this questionable child, as a Moser. Whatever you do with the Moser, that's what you do with the Vlad. And it works very neatly in Abaya's world. Rava doesn't agree with everything that Abaya said. And if that's the case, Rava fundamentally understood Rabbah Lazar different. We'll leave that for the London. But either way, to understand the Lundish Shaila, the Lundish component, we'll just try to survive the daf. But as far as the Lundish goes, what exactly did Rava think was the Yisoid of Shitas Rabbah Lazar? What did Abaya think was the Yisoid of Shitas Rabbah Lazar? Either way, but the Gemara asks a kasha on Abaya. Me, the Imil Dmei, Vlad Nami Dmei. Is that true, Abaya Shita, that you look at the Vlad, the way you look at the Moisef, a tiny relent to the Brayis, a mafish in a keva le Pesach. If someone's mafish in a keva for a carbon Pesach, he, uvlad oiseo, yirat shiestavu, viyimachru, viyavi bidmeyim Pesach. So what happens if someone's mafish in a keva le Pesach? So we know that Allah is you wait until it develops a mum, you sell it and you buy a carbon Pesach. But Rabbalazah says, who atzmoy, yikrav Pesach? That Allah is note that the mother itself, you can bring as a carbon Pesach. Now, is this going lifnei Pesach or is this going la'achar Pesach? So let's just read the braisa. The answer is right there. Hamafresh nekeva lePesach. Someone was mafresh nekeva lePesach, and he uvlad eseh. And now there's the Pesach, and there's the child. So the question is, what should you do with it? Yirat sheyestavu viyimachru viyaveh b'dmeyim Pesach. Rebbe Lezer says, who asked me yikre Pesach? So it sounds like it's before Pesach. We're handling now. Can I bring it as a carbon Pesach? Can I not bring it as a carbon Pesach? So we're handling fire Pesach, right? Because otherwise, the shaila is not who asked me yikre Pesach. It's who asked me yikre Shlomit. Because it's going to be too old by the time Pesach rolls around. So it's not a gay anymore as a carbon Pesach. So obviously what we're handling is lifnei Pesach. And still Rabbi Loza said hishita. What's hishita? Who atzmai? You can bring it as a carbon. So you see clearly that Rabbi Loza's shita is that even lifnei Pesach, you view the Vlad as having Kedusha, which is a raya to Rava, who said that Rabbi Loza didn't only argue in the seif of the previous price, he argued in the reish as well. It's a kashan abaya, says the Gemara. Ravina said, this was a different case. This was a case not where you were mafish behemah and then it gave birth to a child. We're not dealing with a case of a Vlad Kachin, which is the topic of our entire sugya. But rather, we're talking about a case where someone was makdish a behemah mi'uberes, and Rabbi Eliezer, Sovak Rabbi Yochanan da'amam shayri mishuyo, of earlier in the Masechta, where Rabbi Yochanan sheet is that you can be mechalik between the mother and the uber. The cases where the uber was a zachar. So enechanam, you were mafish in a kevel of Pesach, but there was an uber, and the uber turned out to be a zachar. It's only over there that Rabbi Loza said that you can go ahead and you can be mafresh a zachar. Regular mafresh nikevel Pesach, and it gives birth to a child before Pesach. Rabbi Loza would never allow you to be makriv of that animal. When did he say that you can be makriv of the animal? Who atzma yikrav Pesach? That's when you were mafresh the mother and you were mafresh the uber. Alibed Rabbi Yochanan, not like Bar Pod earlier in the Masechta. Alibed Rabbi Yochanan that holds that you could bifurcate the mother and the child, because uber lav yerechim mayhu, they're not necessarily one and the same. So the mother is going to be a nikeva lePesach that's just going to have who you sell it and use the money for a carbon Pesach. The child, to the extent that it's a zachar, when it's born it's a zachar, oh, mazel tov, gewaldig, we can use it as a carbon Pesach. But it's because you were mafresh the car, it was a regular zachar lePesach. But if it would have been a case where you were mafresh the mother, and this is coming, mikoyach the kedusha, and the point is not coming from the kedusha of the mother. Where it comes from the kedusha of the mother, so now it's already meshubit to the status of the mother. Here you were mafresh over onto itself. So it's for that reason, here it's going to be different, says the Gemara. Omar le, mazuchu brei dura mori dura vino, hachinami mistabra. By the way, it's mashma that way. Just read the Brice, it's mashma, this is the case. Sometimes an akimta is a little bit more dachuk, and sometimes the Gemara says, you know, by the way, it's actually a very mistabra akimta. Right, it says somebody was makdish an animal. He of Ladeisah. He of Ladeisah sounds like there was already an Uber. There was a mishpacha or a mishpacha in waiting. So there was already, the Vlad was already chal enough that it was shaykh to be makdish the Vlad, and that's the akimta. And if that's the case, it has nothing to do with Rabbi Lazar Shita, says the Gemara. So we're discussing Shita's Rabbi Lazar. Then the soid of Shita's Rabbi Lazar is where someone has kachim that's right to go on the mizbech, but it's coming mikayach a kedusha psula. It's coming mikayach a kedusha duchuya. So you are mafresh and oila, Nekeva, which in and of itself can't go on the Mizbech, but it gave birth to a Zachar. So how do you treat the Zachar? Vlad Tmuras Asham. Vlad of a Nekeva that you were mafrish as a carbon Pesach. So we had a whole arichas over here. What exactly the halach is? Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yis Reb Chanino, Umayd Reb Elazar. I'm going to tell you a case where Reb Elazar is for sure might get Reb Elazar, not Reb Elazar. So you have to pick either Reb Elazar or Reb Elazar. But the only way the sugya makes sense is if it's either Reb Elazar straight through the sugya or Reb Elazar straight through the sugya. So says Reb Yis Reb Chanino, Umayd Reb Elazar. Even Reb Elazar who said, let's go back to the original Reb Elazar, that a mafresh nekeva la'oil of yolda zachar hu atzmei karev, but he'll be moide of a mafresh nekeva la'asham, the same exact case with an asham, the ain't benar karev asham, that over there, the child would not be karev asham. Now at first glance, you would say, maishna, what's the difference? It's not much the same case. Oila has a din zachar, asham has a din zachar. Oila with a mafresh a nekeva, and it gives birth to a zachar, you can be makriv the oila. But when it comes to an asham, there it could be different. But the Gemara asks just the opposite. The Gemara says, pshita. Not maishna, not why. It's so obvious, Rabbi Yis Reb Chanina, that it wasn't even necessary to say. Why? Because I'd kind of come, Rabbi Elazar. When did Rabbi Elazar say, Shitel, but mafresh nekevel oila? That's mafresh nekevel oila, ikashem oila, alimoy. Avagav, mafresh nekevel asham, the lekashem so this is the first time we're going to mention the Svara, although this Svara was mentioned earlier in Rashi, but this is the first time we're mentioning it, and that is that the Gemara is arguing that it's Pashit, that the only time Rabbi Elazar said his Shita is Nekeva La'oila, because even though a Nekeva can't be an Oila, but there are times where a Nekeva could be an Oila, Oila Soif, because Tamus V'Zachris Be'Behema, but there's no Tamus V'Zachris when it comes to an Oila. So Nekeva is not such a steer to an Oila. As opposed to an asham, where you never have an asham la'oif. Right? You can have a chata sa'if, and you can have an oila sa'if. There's no such thing as an asham la'oif, or any other carbon. Only chata is an oila. So being that there's no such thing as an asham la'oif, it's never nogeya, this concept of having an akev la'asham. So dafka nekev la'oila, there Reb Elazar hears that the Vlad Zocha maybe could go on the Mizbeach. Because nekeva and oila, as much as it's a stira, it's not such a stira. Because it's only a stira behema. It's not a stira bayayif. But by asham, l'chura, then you're not going to say it. So the Gemara asks it as a kasha. Fait the Gemara, pshita, why Reb Yisrael going to have to tell me? That might Reb Elazar, mafash nekev la'asham, they've been on karav asham. L'chura, isn't that pashit? Says the Gemara, no. Because Elam Dashminon had Rabbi Yisrael Chedin not said it, Hava Amina would have thought, time with Rabbi Elazar Lam Yishom Deshem Oil Alimai. How do you know that that's the Svara of Rabbi Elazar? It's a nice Svara, but it's so poshut that that's the Yisoid of Rabbi Elazar Shita. Elam Yishom, you would have thought the Yisoid of Rabbi Elazar Shita is the Chazi Vlad Akrava. That maybe you look at the mother one way, you look at the Vlad another way. And if the, just because the mother's not Chazi Lakrava doesn't mean the Vlad is not Chazi Lakrava. So it's true, the mother's in the cave of Lily, can't put her on the Mizbech. But the Vlad maybe should be able to put her on the Mizbech. V'hai nami ha-Chazi Lakrava, kamash malon. That's why it was important for Rabbi Yisrael B'chinin to say what he said. But one last kasha. Ihoch, ifreit the Gemara, if the Iker Chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael B'chinin is that Rabbi Elazar is moida b'mafresh nekeva la'asham, that you can't put it on the Mizbeach. And why is it a Kiddush? Because you would have thought that who said it's Meshubah to its mother? Just because the mother is one way, who said I have to be that way? Kamash Malon, that Avada, a behemoth is Meshubah to its mother. Avada it is. And it's for that reason only by Oila, where the mother is not such a Kiddush Psula, is the halacha that you can put the behemoth on, the Vlad on the Mizbeach. But by an Asham, not, is Adam Ashmalon, the Ebn Akarav Asham, Nishaminon, the Ebn Akarav Oila. So why Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina say, the mighty Rabbi Allah said, you don't bring the child as a Asham? What he should have said was, you don't bring it as an Oila. Because as we said earlier, that an Asham, where you can't bring it as an Asham, is often Nitikla Oila. And being that the halacha of this Nekevala Asham is going to be Yirat Sheyistoev, and you're going to end up bringing an oila, so the mother's Kedusha has in a Kedusha's oila as well. So shouldn't Rabbi Elazar, or shouldn't Rabbi Yisrael Chanina had to tell us that not only is the child not able to be brought as an asham, but also that it can't be brought as an oila? To the extent that we're reckoning with the mother and this oila in the mother, so maybe he should have told me that as well. Says the Gemara, because no, because had he only told me that, yes, mina oila, have a mina oila who delay karva, delay akhtash alima kdusha ubra, avalasham aim of lad karva, asham kamash malon. The point is that Reis Makhanina had to tell us both. He had to tell us that it's not karva as an oila, he had to tell us that it's not karva as an asham, but the ikur chiddush of Reis Makhanina is that even though Rabbi Elazar said in the Mishnah that amakdi, amafresh nekeva la oila, viyolda, hu atzma yikrav oila, it's it's only true by an oila. It's not going to be true as an asham. Exhale. So either way, again, the topic was where someone was mafresh a carbon, where the source of the kedusha is a kedusha psula because it's the wrong gender, and now it has a child that's the right gender. So what do I do with the child? Can I be makriv the child or not? And we had a whole bunch of cases. We had a case where you were mafresh nekevel oila. Nekevel can't be an oila. The yal bezacher. What's the halacha there? That's very straightforward. So machlokes Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. That's a mefurish mishnah. That's non-negotiable. Then we had the vlad of a tmuras asham. Asham also has to be a zachar. What if a tmuras asham, which was a nekeva, which is obviously not going to go on the mizbech, a tmuras asham, even zachar doesn't go on the mizbech. But now it had a vlad. So what do you do with that vlad? The vlad of a tmuras asham. Could it go on the mizbech or not? As an asham, of course not. But maybe as an oila, it should be able to go on the mizbech. What about the vlad of a nekeva that you were mafrish as a carbon pesach? Does it matter if it's lifnei a pesach or lachra pesach? And the last case was, what about the vlad of a nekeva that you were mafrish for a carbon asham? The two cases, incidentally, where it's very, very straightforward, is the vlad of a nekeva that you were mafrish as an oilo. That's for sure a machloikis, Rabbi Lazar and the Tanakama. According to Tanakama, you can't put it on the Mizbech. According to Rabbi Lazar, you could put it on the Mizbech. The vlad of an ekeva that you mafresh as an asham is also straightforward. There's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, but nobody seems to argue. In fact, the Gemara's kasha was pshita. So everybody agrees that the halacha is that you would not be able to put on the Mizbech. Over there, it's pashit that Rabbi Lazar would be moida. It's all the other cases where there's a lot of gray area. Is there a machloikis Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim? And in some cases, it's a machloikis Amayurayim. Different permutations. Regardless, on that note, we go me'inyan le'inyan ba'isin. It's Dr. Mishnah mafresh in the kevel asham. If someone was mafresh in the kevel asham, so didn't we just discuss that? Yeah. But we just discussed it in light of the child. And this, in our Mishnah, there was no children board. So I'm mafresh the kevel asham. Tira, achet, testa'ev. You wait until it gets a mum. V'timacha, and you sell it. V'yavi, b'damea. What do you do with the money? You buy an asham. V'im karev, ashamai. Let's say you don't need a carbon asham. You already brought an asham. So now you have the money that you're supposed to buy an asham with. I don't need an asham. You pull down a nadav and then use the money for a nadav. Use it for an oil. Rabbi Shimon says, "Timache shalay b'mum." You don't have to wait until 12 months. So again, a big machlokes tanam. We had this ready earlier. Big machlokes tanam. Machlokes Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. The machlokes is if someone's mafresh in the kevel asham, does it have kedushas agof or does it not have kedushas agof? And the lomdish way of saying that is could I be poyde without a mum or could I not be poyde without a mum? According to the Tanakama, we treat it as a regular carbon. You can't put it on the Mizbeach, but it's a regular carbon. Meaning that it's a regular carbon, you can't be poided until it develops a mum. According to Reb Shimon, no, all it has is Kedushas Davim. And as a result, Timache, you could sell it, Afilu Shalaybim. Afraid the Gemara Kasha. Lovely, Tistoev, Timache, Kimon, the Lechazil, and Vilsahina Mumma. Afraid the Gemara, Bon Kasha on the Tanakama. What do you do with the Tanakama when you have an Akeva Lashem? You wait until it develops a mum. Meaning you wait until you can't be Makrovit. But I can't be Makrovit, then I'll sell it. What, you have to wait until you can't be Makrovit? Lachar, it's an Akeva. It's supposed to be a zachar and it's in a keva. Isn't that in and of itself its mum? So why shouldn't you be able to sell it? Rav Yehuda said, Amar Rav in the name of Rav, a major lump. Sainu taimo, the amrino migu, the nachsa lo kdushas damim, nachsa nami kdushas agav. The yisoid of the Chachamim Shit is a lumbus. That avada, it's going to be chal kdushas damim of Asham. That's for sure. Migu that it's chal kdushas damim, it's already chal kdushas agav. And the achroinim, work a lot to understand properly the lumbus of this migu. Right? This is not like a migu lahitzi layamrinon. This is the other type of migu, where migu, this happens. So it can schlep along things that really shouldn't be able to happen. Really shouldn't be able to be chal kedushas agof. But migu that it's chal kedushas damim, it's going to be chal kedushas agof as well. One svar, one lumbus that we spoke at already, is that it works with pashta. Just like there's a concept of pashta in kamos, there's a concept of pashta in echos. What's pashta in kamos? If someone says ragla shazu oila, the whole behemoth becomes oila. Because the kedusha is chal on the regal and it's nispashed in the whole behemoth. The same is true in echos, qualitatively. Being that it's chal kedusha's damim, it's nispashed the kedusha and it becomes kedusha's gof. Amar Rava, Rava says, if this is the case, hikdish zachar l'damov, what if someone's makdish a zachar as a carbon asham? Asham could be a zachar, as an oila. We're dealing with an animal that you could be makriv, a zachar. But you were makdish it, kedushas damim. You said specifically, I don't want it to be kedushas gof, I want it to be kedushas damim. Get ready for a chiddush. Kadosh kedushas agof, it's automatically chal kedushas agof. What do you mean? I wanted it to be kedushas damim. I don't want it to be kedushas agof. Said Rava, so you say meris. I learned it from this halacha. Because if there's halacha pashta, then there's halacha pashta. So if a nekeval asham, you say pashta, even though really the nekeval asham should be kedushas damim, but it's pashta to kedushas agov. So the same has to be true with regards to a zachar where it could have been Kedushas Aguf, but the reason it's Kedushas Damim, because I designated it as Kedushas Damim, you say the same Migu. Migu de Nachsel, Kedushas Damim, Nachsel, Kedushas Damim. Itna. Says the Gemara, Hikdash Zachel Adama. Rav Kana Amar Kadosh Kedushas Aguf. Rava Amar, Eine Kadosh Kedushas Aguf. So here Rava contradicted what he just said. Says the Gemara, Hadabe Rava. You're right, it's a stira in Rava, but like the Gemara often says, Hadabe Rava. Right, there's a lot of Hadabe Ravas in Shas, where Rava had a Machshava Rishoyim, and then he had a Machshava Shnia, with regards to many, many halachas. So this is another Hadabe Rava, and you want to know why Hadabe Rava? It's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Precise, this was the Rava Zaysay Meres, the rest of the story. Rava originally was of the opinion of someone's Makdish, Zachar, Likdushas, Damim, Sebleibt Kedushas Damim. Why should Likdushas Damim? I said Kedushas Damim. Then Rava heard Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav's beer in the Tanakh. Come in this mission and tomorrow after you test on his days that a mafish came to the Allah is against Kedushas Aguf. And what was the lamdis? Migu the nachsal of Kedushas Dabin, nachsal of Kedushas Aguf. So Rava said, what's the difference between the two cases? What's the difference if I was mafish in the cave of the Asham, which really should be Kedushas Dabin, migu that it's Chal Kedushas Dabin, we say it's Chal Kedushas Aguf, or Makdish, a Zohar, where it could be Chal Kedushas Aguf, but I only wanted it to be Kedushas Damim, that we'd say, Migu, that it's Chal Kedushas Damim, it's Chal Kedushas Aguf. So, Rav Shimon argued, Rav Shimon said, Timachish Leibim, if someone's mafish on the cave of the Asham, all it has is Kedushas Damim, it doesn't have Kedushas Aguf. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, name a Migu, the Nachs, like Kedushas Damim, Teichas Lanami Kedushas Aguf. Meaning, the Gemara is so excited with this Svara of Migu, that the Gemara actually asks it as a Kasha on Rav Shimon. Interesting. Meaning, the Svara of Migu was the Havana, it was the beer in the Tanakama. Okay, Rav Shimon could argue. He has to hold of this migu. The Gemara is so persuaded by this lumnus. Rava loved it. Hadabe Rava, right? So he said, Neres. So the Gemara is so taken aback by this svara of migu, which we're struggling to understand, that the Gemara flips it. And the Gemara asks a kash on Rav Shimon. Meaning, oh, Malay Rav Chiya Barab, Rav Yoichanan. He said, what's pshan on Rav Shimon? Well, Rav Shimon didn't hold it, amigo. Amalei, yeah. So Rav Yoichanan said, yeah. If you're halting Cheshbin with all the Rav Shimons in Kachin, and there are many, this is Rav Shimon Lushitasai. Amalei, Rav Shimon Latami. The Amar Ko Midi Dlechazi Le Lagufe, Le Nachsa Le Kedushas Aguf. Anytime you have an animal, that this second you can't put it on the Mizbech, there's something wrong with the guf of the animal. And it's for that reason you can't put it on the Mizbech. The rule is, Le Nachsa Le Kedushas Aguf. It can't be Chal Kedushas Aguf. So you could have Migos from today till tomorrow. At the end of the day, there's a din. That if it's what? Not Chazil HaKrov, I can't have Kedushas Aguf. This is Rav Shimon Lushitasai. Where's this Rav Shimon? What's the source of that Rav Shimon? Ditanya, Asham ben Shana, Ve'eviyah ben Shnayim. So sometimes an Asham Dafka has to be a ben Shana. It can't be older than 1 year old. Sometimes a Dafka has to be a ben Shnayim. So it depends. Sometimes ben Shana, sometimes ben Shnayim. So what happens if you mixed it up? Asham ben Shana, Ve'eviyah ben Shnayim. Ben Shnayim, Ve'eviyah ben Shana. Kshera, V'loy Olu L'bay L'm L'shem Chayv. It's kosher, but you have to bring another carbon. Meaning, you could be makrovit, but it's like Olu L'bay L'm L'shem Chayv. Shimon Omer, Shimon says, Kol Atzman Einen Kedosh. No, no shtey. It's not even Chal Kedosh Zagof. You can't, Asham's not Baba Nadava. So an Asham you can only bring if you have to bring it. It has to be the right carbon. And if it's not the right carbon, then it's not going to be chal. See, Rav Shimon holds of this new chiddush of kolatzman ein and kedoshin. Rav Shimon l'shitasai holds a mafresh the kevel asham. That's obviously not better than an asham that's just 1 year too old. It's pashut the wrong animal. It's in a kevel when it's supposed to be a zachar. So if it can't be chal kedusha, it can't be chal kedusha. Even with a migu, it won't be able to chal kedusha. The Gemara says parenthetically, is that true? Is that Rav Shimon shita? Rav Shimon holds of a shita that if you can't put the thing itself right this second on the mizbeach, you can't be makdishit very mechus hazman. Would have been an animal that's mechus hazman. An animal can't go on the mizbeach until it's 8 days old, just like bris mila. The Medrash says in Parashas Emor is only when a child is 8 days old. So to an animal can only go on the Mizbeach when it's 8 days old. Freik the Gemara, Mechus Hazman, an animal that's less than 8 days old. The Loi Chazi, that's not right to go on the Mizbeach. Bam Reb Shimon, the Kaddish. Sheet is that if someone's Makdish a Behemoth, that's Mechus Hazman, it's Chal Kedusha. I had a session with this Reb Shimon. The Gemara says, Shani Mechus Hazman, the Chazi Lamacher. Even though now you can't put on the Mizbeach, but tomorrow you'll be able to. It's not a steer to this principle. Reb Shimon holds that is Chazi Lakrav. Reb Shimon, Yachi, Asham Ben Shtayim, Ve'vi Ben Shana, Chazi Lashana. An Asham that's too young should also be Chal Kedusha. Bishlami, the Asham that's too old, so it's never going to get younger. But the Asham that's too young, it's Hashem, it's going to get older. So when it gets older, why don't you look at an Asham that's not old enough, like a Mechus Hazman, And Rav Shimon clearly said that an Asham that's too old and an Asham that's too young, you can't be Makdish. Why not? Kol Atzman Einin Kedoshim. So how does it stim with, says the well, Heine time of Rav Shimon, you're right. You have to say Rav Shimon wasn't Mechalik between too young and too old. And just because it's Chazi Lamacher, that's not a Svarah in Rav Shimon's world. So what's Pshana Rav Shimon? The Rav Shimon holds that if you Makdish and Mechus Hazman, it's Chal Kedusha. Heine time of Rav Shimon, but Mechus Hazman, the Yalef Lam B'Bchar. He learns it from B'Bchar. At the time he went to Rav Shimon, and Yudai Mishon Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon said, in the name of Rav Shimon, Mechus Hazman, Nichnas Ladir Lisaser. If someone has an animal that's Mechus Hazman, so is it Nichnas Ladir Lisaser from Maisa Behema? Yeah. V'areyu kibachar. Rav Shimon said we treat it like a bachar. Ma bachar kodesh lefnei zmanoi. V'karav la'achaz manoi. Af mechus hazman kodesh lefnei zmanoi. V'karav la'achaz manoi. And Rav Shimon said that Maisa Behema should be no different than a bachar. Right? We know havara, the gzeirah shava between Maiser and bachar, the first and the tenth. But the point is that bachar gets kedusha when it's mechus hazman. Right? When is kedusha's bachar chal? Peterecha, not when it's an Uber, sugi is a mesechtes b'chayrus. But as soon as it's born, as soon as it's yatzal la'avar oilam, at that point it's chal kedusha, even though it's b'chus hazman. So you see that by b'char there's kedusha when it's b'chus hazman, so by ma'is v'hem is also kedusha when it's b'chus hazman. But the point is, you find by b'char, you find by ma'is v'hem this precedence that an animal can get kedusha when it's b'chus hazman. So Rabbi Shimon said, just like it's true by b'char and ma'is v'hem, it'll be true by all karbanos. So again, Rabbi Shimon's shita is that if you have an animal that this second is not chazi la'krova, not only is it not chazi la'krova, but it's not chal kedusha zagof. So if you have an asham that's too young, you have an asham that's too old, it's not chal kedusha zagof. The exception is mechus hazman. Mechus hazman, the Torah was megalitos already by Bechor that it's not that way. Because Bechor is a mechus hazman, you see, he gets kedusha. So he learns from it to ma'isa behema and to really all karbanas. But as it relates to a psul other than mechus hazman, where the Torah was megalitos clearly, there the halacha is that if you can't put it on the mizbeach, you can't get kedushas agov either. It's for that reason, Rav Shimon l'shitasoi in Temura Yotesam at Beis says that if someone's mafresh in a keva la'asham, the halach is timachas shalei b'mum. You could sell it even before it develops a mum, because we look at it as kedushas damim, not kedushas agov. Its value has kedusha, but the chefza, the guf itself, doesn't have kedusha. Why? Why? Because you are makdish kedushas damim. But why don't we say migu? Why don't we say migu the nachsalei kedushas gav and nachsalei kedushas agov? So Pashik said Rav Shimon didn't agree with the svara. But the Gemara says it's such a good svara, Rav Shimon has to agree with it. Okay, so what's pshat Rav Shimon? Oh, Rav Shimon l'shitasai. Rav Shimon who holds that when you can't put something on the mizbeach, it can't get kedushas agov. At the end of the day, in the keva la'asham, it's something that you can't put on the mizbeach. If you can't put it on the mizbeach, it's not going to have any kedushas agov.